From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A new UN Human Rights report says South Sudan's government has operated a so-called scorched earth policy of killing civilians, destroying their villages, and sexually assaulting girls and women as it fights the country's civil war. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA, youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And then basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Colville says the South Sudanese government has more or less denied some of the worst allegations of the UN report. UN Security Council has endorsed a call from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people that they are sent to protect. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. UN mission in the Central African Republic was the subject of the most allegations. U.S. General John Campbell says the Afghan Air Force will not reach necessary strength levels until 2020. Campbell, who's just ended his command of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, says some aircraft procured for the force would not arrive until 2018. He said the force would then need an additional 2 to 3 years to train the pilots. Afghan aviation capabilities saw significant progress while the general led the forces. This is VOA News.